You talked about the fact that you look at the quantitative ER in general when trying to estimate the potential benefit of hormone therapy, which I think all of us do. What about the quantitative amplification in terms of FISH? A lot of people have questions about that. We have this intuitive feeling that it's going to work better. What do we know about that?
We know very little, unfortunately, and this was the second most frequently asked question in my clinic after ASCO 2005, and I, to this day, get a call at least once a week from referring oncologists where the HER2 to chromosome 17 centromere ratio is 2.1 or 2.2, and should they get Herceptin, and will they benefit as much? My understanding in talking with Edith Perez recently at a meeting is that they're looking at this critically in the intergroup data set. And Edith has described to me that there may be actually a trend towards greater efficacy with higher copy number. Now, I've not seen the data. This is hearsay at this point. But I think it's something that, you know, the good news is we'll have these wonderful large data sets to really ask that question. It's an important biological question. And when we look at the data, it'll be also very critical to find out, you know, sure, there may be less efficacy of Herceptin with low HER2 to chromosome 17 ratios, but is it really no effect? I mean, when it gets down to two, or is there still some effect even for low level amplification, but just not as robust an effect? That's a really interesting question to me. And I don't know whether the subsets will be large enough to really get a statistical answer to that question, but it's an intriguing issue. And I suspect that the final analysis will show that the higher the copy number, the greater the benefit of Herceptin.
We had a case-based tumor panel discussion yesterday. We had a case where the amplification was 2.02.
Yeah.
I mean, would you utilize trastuzumab, for example, in a patient like that, let's say node positive?
I have, and I don't know if that's the right answer, but 2 is the cutoff. I mean, biologically, to get a ratio above 2, there has to be an extra copy of the HER2 gene in the mix somewhere. It can't be explained away simply on the basis of ploidy or any other mechanism or just cells that are undergoing, you know, S phase during mitosis or what have you. So it's really tough to make these kind of calls, but I think you have to give patients the benefit of the doubt because the efficacy of Herceptin is so overwhelmingly important. You wouldn't want to deny that to somebody in the absence of any data to the contrary.